pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show. I got a story here pulled up by MERS News Service as a somewhat of a counter story to Perry Johnson's announcement yesterday that he's running for governor. And this comes from Tori Sachs. I know Tori, kind of a young political activist back in her college days, took political science and started working for Stu Sandler and other political consultants around the state of Michigan. Well, she's now part of the John James campaign. And she put a post up on her Twitter X account. Let's see, this was yesterday afternoon after the show at 1:07 p.m. Congratulations to one of the greatest salespeople in politics. And of course, she's referring to John Yab, the political consultant for Strategic National based out of Grand Rapids. Congratulations to one of the greatest salespeople in politics. Convincing a guy who's already dropped $42 million over the last 4 years running for office, never once making it onto the ballot, not getting a single vote or polling over 1%, to jump back into the governor's race and push him to spend at least $50 million more. Okay. Now, it's kind of interesting because she says, cheers to the new Caribbean hotel and bar that will be opening soon, courtesy of this latest investment. And of course, I believe she's referring to a hotel and bar on St. John's Island, where John Yab owns a second home down in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands. Oh, this is getting very, very interesting, folks, because the reactions from the John James campaign, as told to the Detroit News, was that he was putting $9 million into this race. Perry Johnson will be putting $9 million into this governor's race over the next 60 days. Now, why is that important? Number one, why would a multimillionaire spend $9 million over the next 60 days? I mean, we're not even close to the August 4th primary. We're not even close to any debates. Why would he be doing this? Because the April 21st deadline is fast approaching within that said 60-day period. And as a result, maybe by attacking John James, playing Donald Trump, not wanting James to run for governor, but to stay in the 10th Congressional District, maybe, just maybe, that pressure could convince John James, the alleged frontrunner, to drop out of the race. Just saying. $9 million over the next 60 days. Well, let me do this on my financial calculator. 60, blue key, date. From yesterday when the story came out, folks, 60 days takes you to March 27th. Just 3 weeks before the filing deadline to file your signatures, which, by the way, John James hasn't done yet. Sachs comments came after John Yab told MERS News Service Monday podcast and tweeted his own message that James has run up to this point a lazy campaign. This is John Yab's words on MERS Monday podcast. Quote, John James knows that means this is going to now be a tough race. Let's see how hard he's willing to work for it, Yab said. He hasn't worked particularly hard in his races in the past. And then, of course, his U.S. Senate failed runs for the U.S. Senate twice and the attempt to basically run for Congress. Hasn't really worked particularly hard in his past races. Also, referencing James' video from last week, Yab told MERS Monday that the congressman has this, quote, convoluted argument that somehow him running for governor, despite two statewide losses in the past, is somehow good for the Republican Party and would somehow help the down ballot ticket when history shows the obvious. It's true he was catastrophic for the ticket in the past. Hopefully, down the road, he makes the right decision and does what President Trump has asked him to do and to run for Congress again to be reelected to his congressional seat in the 10th Congressional District in Macomb County rather than try this campaign for governor that has the potential to tank the entire Republican ticket yet once again. Quote, unquote, said John Yab. Also, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead said he believes that Johnson, the multimillionaire business executive, will shake up the race, quote, unquote, for governor. A decidedly unimpressed Michigan Democratic Party chair, Curtis Hertel Jr., described the development as an interesting twist. Hertel, the Democrat, added, it's certainly not dream team for Michigan. However, money can buy you a lot of things, but you can't buy the governorship. I'm going to somewhat disagree with you, Curtis, even though you'd like to say that and you'd hate to admit it. But if this guy's going to spend $9 million before the signatures deadline to be turned in and drop another $41 million into the race for August 4th primary, he could very well get the victory in the August 4th primary. Going back to Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead, as far as the money Johnson vows to put into the race, when you spend that kind of money, you are going to have a real fast start. He is going to be very competitive. There's no way that he's not going to be competitive all the way to the end of this race. He will be one of the contenders. Well, Johnson said he expects to nail down a Trump endorsement in the crowded primary. But first, Johnson has to prove that he's a viable candidate. He needs to snag roughly 20% support in the polling for this period of time. He's done no internal polling so far and was instead quietly putting together his campaign, which he kept under wraps. In fact, party chair Jim Runstead said he knew nothing about it until only recently. Democrat Party Curtis Hertel said he doesn't see Johnson kissing Trump's ring, meaning that it won't carry any weight in the state of Michigan. Okay. Hertel went on to say, any human being who can see the modern politics that we have in terms of Donald Trump can see that this is not the horse you want to ride. His numbers in Michigan are pretty terrible. Well, I don't necessarily disagree with that statement, but it would have a huge impact in the Republican primary. May not help him very much in the general, but could definitely help him in the Republican primary for governor. Much like former successful business executive Rick Snyder, who won the governor's job by playing the role of outsider and playing up his private sector business acumen, Johnson's opening theme hits hard at his business savvy, noting that he has 40,000 business clients worldwide and with a host of multinational businesses himself. Runstead said you can't win with just the business calling card. However, I'm not just saying I'm a business person and that's going to do it. It's going to require that he has a vision that will resonate with the voters across the state of Michigan. I know he's been through this before and now can make a compelling case. Asked whether he thought the other Republican hopefuls were thinking this morning when they heard the news, is it time for me to drop out? It shakes up your entire strategy. Every single one of the candidates has to go back to the drawing board and reassess and maybe come at it from a different angle, but it definitely shakes up the race. Going to be very, very interesting how this all shakes out. One final comment. State Rep Maddock, Perry Johnson can fund his own race and he can win it. If he wants the income tax gone, we need a man who can actually win the race. Final thoughts of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. And again, State Representative Matt Maddock saying that Perry Johnson can fund his own race and he can win it. Well, if we want income tax gone, we need a man who can actually win. And of course, that's somewhat of a little bit of a gig to former Attorney General Mike Cox. Because that's one of the platform issues Mike Cox is running on. Well, here's the thing. Kevin Rinke, another businessman, multimillionaire, has been sitting on the fence, not getting into this race yet. Now, I got a very simple question. With Perry Johnson announcing and getting into this race and evidently pledging to spend $50 million to get the victory, does this convince Kevin Rinke not to get in? Because the rich business guy slot has already been taken. If he'd been thinking about doing it, and now that Perry Johnson's in it, is it too late? Because a rich business guy has already gotten into the race. Is he honestly thinking about getting into the race as well? Where you have two political outsiders, two very successful businessmen running against all of the politicians. You've got John James, a congressman for the 10th Congressional District. President Trump wants him to stay there and stay in that seat because of his name recognition, even though there's a gentleman who's filed to run for that seat since James is running for governor and has already raised $1 million. Robert Lugerai. Additionally, you've got the politician, current Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt. You've got the former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. You've got the former Attorney General, Mike Cox. All of these politicos already in the race. And other business people, a pastor, Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner, Ask My Tax, Petition Drive, candidate, now for governor, and Anthony Hudson, a truck driver. Well, when you throw this kind of money into this race, yeah, Jim Runstead is absolutely correct. This race has definitely been shaken up. And then factor in looming in the wings is Kevin Rinke. I don't think Kevin Rinke is going to bother to get into the race now that Perry Johnson has made such a splash and is willing to spend $9 million in the next 60 days. I think that $9 million, folks, is going to be that radio commercial you've been hearing on this station with Donald Trump's own words saying he's not excited about John James running for governor. He wants him to stay in Washington. Then, in the very next commercial slot, you're going to see a Perry Johnson commercial. That 1 minute TV ad YouTube video that he used as his announcement video. Only problem is he's got to edit it down about 3 seconds because technically it's a 63 second commercial. And TV stations can't run 63 second spots. So he's going to have to edit it and shorten it up by 3 seconds. And then, of course, he's going to have to add the campaign disclosure on the bottom, paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. This is going to get real interesting real quick. Because when you spend that kind of money, $9 million in the next 60 days, he's going to definitely get some name recognition. Why? Because nobody else is running commercials right now. That's number one. Number two, the Super Bowl is coming. Do you remember back in 2010 when one tough nerd ran a Super Bowl ad? The unknown Rick Snyder? Well, guess what, folks? February 8th. Is going to be the Super Bowl. Does Perry Johnson run a commercial during the Super Bowl just here in Michigan? Or does he run it nationwide? Because a 1 minute spot during the Super Bowl this year, they're saying, is going to be $4 million. $1 million for a 30 second, $4 million for a minute. Going to be very interesting. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.